Krishna Book, Canto 2, Gokula, Chapter 5, Scene 1, Nanda Utsava. Although Krishna was the real son of Vasudeva and Devaki, because of Kamsa's atrocious activities, Vasudev could not enjoy the birth ceremony of his son. But Nanda Maharaj, the foster father, celebrated the birth ceremony of Krishna very joyfully. The next day it was declared that a male child was born of Yashoda. According to Vedic custom, Nanda Maharaj called for the learned astrologers and brahmanas to perform the birth ceremony. After the birth of a child, astrologers calculate the moment of birth and make a horoscope of the child's future life. Another ceremony that takes place after the birth of the child is when the family members take bath, cleanse, and decorate themselves with ornaments and garlands. Then they all come before the child and the astrologer to hear of the future life of the child. Nanda Maharaj and other members of the family dressed and sat down in front of the birthplace. All the brahmanas who were assembled there on this occasion chanted auspicious mantras according to the rituals, while the astrologers performed the birth ceremony. All the demigods are also worshipped on this occasion, as well as the forefathers of the family. Nanda Maharaj distributed 200,000 well-decorated, dressed, and ornamented cows to the brahmanas. Nanda not only gave cows in charity, but also hills of grains decorated with golden bordered garments and many ornaments. In this material world, we possess riches and wealth in many ways, but sometimes not in very honest and pious ways, because that is the nature of accumulating wealth. According to Vedic injunction, therefore, such wealth should be purified by giving cows and gold in charity to the brahmanas. A newborn child is also purified by giving grains in charity to the brahmanas. In this material world, it is to be understood that we are always living in a contaminated state. We therefore have to purify the duration of our lives, our possession of wealth, and even ourselves. The duration of life is purified by taking daily bath and cleansing the body inside and out, as well as accepting the 10 kinds of purificatory processes. By austerities, by worship of the Lord, and by distribution of charity, we can purify the possession of wealth. We can purify ourselves by studying the Vedas, by striving for self-realization, and by understanding the Supreme Absolute Truth. It is therefore stated in the Vedic literature that by birth, everyone is born Shudra. But by accepting the purificatory processes, one becomes twice born. By study of the Vedas, one can become Vipra, which is the preliminary qualification for becoming a brahmana. And when one understands the absolute truth in perfection, one is called a brahmana. And when the brahmana reaches further perfection, one becomes a Vaishnava or devotee. So in that birth ceremony for Krishna, as performed by Nanda Maharaj, all the brahmanas assembled began to chant different kinds of Vedic mantras just to invoke all good fortune for the child. There are different kinds of chanting known as Sutta, Magadha, Vandi, and Virudavali. Along with the chanting of mantras and songs, bugles and kettle drums sounded outside the house. On this occasion, the joyous vibrations could be heard in all the pasturing grounds and all the houses. Within and outside of the houses, there were varieties of artistic paintings done with rice pulp, and scented water was sprinkled everywhere, even on the roads and streets. Ceilings and roofs were decorated with different kinds of flags, festoons, and green leaves. The gates were made of green leaves and flowers. All the cows, bulls, and calves were smeared with a mixture of oil and turmeric, and painted with minerals like red oxide, yellow clay, and manganese. They wore garlands of peacock feathers and were covered with nicely colored dresses and gold necklaces. When all the ecstatic cowherder men heard that Nanda Maharaj, father of Krishna, was celebrating the birth ceremony of his son, they became spontaneously joyful. They dressed themselves with very costly garments and ornamented their bodies with different kinds of earrings and necklaces, and they wore great turbans on their heads. After dressing themselves in this gorgeous way, they took various kinds of presentations and thus approached the house of Nanda Maharaj. And as soon as they heard that Mother Yashoda had given birth to a child, all the cowherder women became overwhelmed with joy, and they also dressed themselves with various kinds of costly garments and ornaments, and smeared scented cosmetics on their bodies. As the dust on the lotus flower exhibits the exquisite beauty of the flower, all the gopis applied the dust of kumkum on their lotus-like faces. These beautiful gopis took their different presentations and very soon reached the house of Maharaj Nanda. Overburdened with their heavy hips and swollen breasts, the gopis could not proceed very quickly towards the house of Nanda Maharaj. But out of ecstatic love for Krishna, they began to proceed as quickly as possible. Their ears were decorated with pearl rings, their necks decorated with jewel padlocks. Their lips and eyes were decorated with different kinds of lipstick and ointment, and their hands decorated with nice golden bangles. And as they very hastily passed over the stone road, the flower garlands which were decorating their bodies fell to the ground, and it appeared that a shower of flowers was falling from the sky. From the movement of the different kinds of ornaments on their bodies, the gopis were looking still more beautiful. In this way, the gopis all reached the house of Nanda Yashoda and blessed the child. "Dear child, you live long just to protect us." While the gopis were blessing child Krishna in this way, they offered a mixture of turmeric powder with oil, yogurt, milk, and water. They not only sprinkled this mixture on the body of child Krishna, but on all other persons who were present there. Also, on that auspicious occasion, there were different bands of expert musicians playing. When the cowherder men saw the pastimes of the cowherder women, they became very joyful, and in response, they also began to throw yogurt, milk, clarified butter, and water upon the bodies of the gopis. Then, both parties began to throw butter on each other. Nanda Maharaj was also very happy to see the pastimes of the cowherder men and women, and Nanda became very liberal in giving charity to the different singers who were assembled there. Some of the singers were reciting great verses from the Upanishads and Puranas. Some were glorifying the family ancestors, and some were singing very sweet songs. There were also many learned brahmanas present, and Nanda Maharaj, being very satisfied on this occasion, began to give the brahmanas different kinds of garments, ornaments, and cows in charity. And so, it is very important to note in this connection how wealthy the inhabitants of Vrindavan were simply by raising cows. All the cowherder men belonged to the Vaishya community, and their business was to protect cows and cultivate crops. By their dress and ornaments, and by their behavior, it appears that although they were in a small village, still they were rich in material possessions. They possessed such an abundance of various kinds of milk products that they were throwing butter lavishly on each other's bodies without restriction. Their wealth was in milk, yogurt, clarified butter, and many other milk products. And by trading their agricultural products, they were rich in various kinds of jewelry, ornaments, and costly dresses. And not only did they possess all these things, but they could give them away in charity, as Nanda Maharaj did. Thus, Nanda Maharaj, foster father of Lord Krishna, began to satisfy the desires of all the men assembled. He respectfully received them and gave them in charity whatever they desired. The learned brahmanas, who had no other source of income, were completely dependent on the Vaishya and Kshatriya communities for their maintenance, and the brahmanas received gifts on such festive occasions as birthdays, marriages, etc. And while Nanda Maharaj was worshipping Lord Vishnu on this occasion and was trying to satisfy all the people there, Nanda's only desire was that the newborn child Krishna would be happy. Nanda Maharaj had no knowledge that this child was the origin of Vishnu, but still, he was praying to Lord Vishnu to protect Krishna. The mother of Balaram, Rohini Devi, was the most fortunate wife of Vasudeva. She was away from her husband, and yet, just to congratulate Maharaj Nanda on the occasion of the birth ceremony of his son, Krishna, Rohini dressed herself very nicely, wearing a garland and necklace and other bodily ornaments. She appeared on the scene and moved hither and thither. Because according to the Vedic system, a woman whose husband is not at home does not dress herself very nicely. But although Rohini's husband was away, still Rohini dressed herself on this occasion. From the opulence of the birth ceremony of Krishna, it is very clear that at that time, Vrindavan was rich in every respect. And because Lord Krishna took birth in the house of King Nanda and Mother Yashoda, the goddess of fortune was obliged to manifest her opulences in Vrindavan. It appeared that Vrindavan had already become a site for the pastimes of the goddess of fortune. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.